AdNews Mobility Revolution podcasts are a series of interviews in which we ask thought leaders and innovators at the forefront of the marketing and communication industries 6 key questions. In this series, we explore the trend towards mobility and examine new marketing opportunities and media platforms which are providing innovative ways to connect with consumers. This series of interviews is an educational initiative supported by the Australian Association of National Advertisers and the Australian Marketing Institute.
Welcome to AdNews Mobility Revolution 2008 podcast series. I'm Peter Stevenson from On Communications, and we're about to talk with Sean Kane, Global Head of Mobile for Bebo, one of the world's fastest growing social network websites. G'day, Sean, and welcome to 6 Questions.
Thanks for welcoming me. Good to be here.
Sean, just to set the scene, where are we talking to you from this morning?
I'm in London at Bebo headquarters.
Right. Are you enjoying the tail end of summer? We've got winter here, the bleak winter over here in Sydney.
I think summer ended about 3 weeks ago here, but it was good while it lasted.
Fantastic. Sean, look, we're here today to have a bit of a chat to you about, just to get an insight on how Bebo are trialling the mobile applications and the user experience that they're providing to the community. We sort of firstly, I suppose, wanted to just have a talk about specific mobile applications and, you know, get a feeling for how they would build on the Bebo experience and what benefits they might provide to users.
Absolutely. So the Bebo is really prevalent on 3 platforms currently. The most common platform that any Bebo user can access is really messaging, and that's just normal text message that you'd receive or picture mail that you would upload.
Mm-hmm.
In the industry, SMS or MMS are usually the terms applied to them.
Yep.
And those experiences are currently available on 2 carriers, and our experience has just been tremendous. The benefit is extremely clear. Whenever anything happens with your Bebo friends, you're told about it immediately. You receive a notification. And the great thing is you can reply back directly from your handset without having to open a browser session or worry about settings. It just comes with the handset just as it is. So that's an exciting experience. It's something we're going to be expanding quite a bit. And it delivers a huge benefit to the users, as evidenced by the user numbers. They've just been off the chart, growing by 10 to 15% a month.
So really what you're delivering there is a new form of connectedness, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's taking your experience on the web and your network of friends, most importantly, and bringing it to your handset in discrete chunks that are relevant in the moment you get them and that you can act on immediately.
It's pretty exciting because what you're doing is activating your friends and so that you can hook up with them when you're out and about or and make sure you don't miss out on any opportunities.
Yeah. And there's a big part of that because, you know, if you're away from your PC and you're 17 years old and it's, you know, 5 or 6 hours pass, that's really a big chunk of your lifetime. It's something that you can feel, hey, what am I missing out on? What did my friends want to tell me? What happened on Bebo while I'm gone? You don't have to wait anymore.
It's a bit of separation anxiety, I think, wouldn't you say?
I think so. Kind of like how I'd feel if my BlackBerry got lost for a couple of hours.
Major panic. Sean, talk to us about, because I was reading on, there's a bit of background about, you know, what you're looking to deliver as a unique mobile experience. How, for example, what you just described, does that differ from a normal text setup? I mean, can I have 10 friends that I'm hooking up with immediately?
Yeah, it's very much an extension, an evolutionary feature that's an extension of existing behavior, which is texting back and forth. But the key innovation here is that it hooks that experience and that feature set into a very powerful platform, a social platform, a platform for expression, which is Bebo. Previously, you would have to take a picture on your mobile, get it off your mobile, which is a whole other issue in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But now through a very simple process, you can just send your picture up to a short code and then have it go into your Bebo gallery immediately and be available to your friends. The same with updates on where you are or your headline or any of those items. So that's pretty important. Other aspects of what we're doing, such as our website,
yep,
which has been tremendously successful and is pushing a billion page views per month now, believe it or not.
A billion page views. That's just in the UK?
We haven't really talked much about those numbers, but we will be in the future. But the volume has been impressive at a worldwide level, including Australia, and we'll certainly be expanding quite a bit more in the near future. So that's another example of an evolutionary platform that's been around for a while. It's just starting to get its stride. We're just starting to get usage in the mobile internet at the levels that make it a really great general ubiquitous platform. Has been a tremendous success, and success, getting back to your question on benefits, really equals benefit, especially with the Bebo demographic. You can tell immediately whether it's of use to the user base, and we've seen that both messaging and the mobile internet, WAP, XHTML, on their phone is something that's a tremendous benefit.
So it's really a natural extension of the Bebo brand experience.
Absolutely, but in a very mobile-relevant way. We're not serving up PC formatted pages or pages with all those features on the mobile phone. This is very much a mobile use model where I'm waiting for a bus, I'm hanging out waiting for a friend, I'm at a party, I want to check in and see what's going on, I want to update my saying so everybody else can know what's going on. These are mobile use models that are very appropriate to the Bebo demographics lifestyle.
And that's almost like a Twitter application there or functionality in a way, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's certainly part of it is, you know, Bebo is the best way to let your friends know what's going on in your life right now.
And I read that you've got 45 million global users or on the site. What kind of stats and what kind of learnings are you getting from their interaction?
We learn a tremendous amount. Everything from to the extent that, you know, what they do with each other, what they do in public, what they do in private. How they express themselves. But the key learnings on mobile are really that they really want to be in touch all the time. They want to know what's going on. Sometimes it's a more passive thing where they just want to know what their friends are doing and the value of getting an alert that tells them that a friend of theirs is at a party, or the value of getting an alert that tells them that a friend is down in the dumps maybe and has updated their saying to say so, and they can respond to that immediately and let their friend know that, you know, drive them down deeper or bring them up, right, as is the choice. That kind of stuff is really popular. So it's really the immediacy that is the extension of the expression platform and the communication platform, which is the role that social networks play in their lives.
Yeah, and it's really tapping into that whole tribal nature of the community.
Yeah, absolutely. The community is everything.
Sean, tell me, what are your learnings in the area of content creation, and how are users sharing, and how's that happening within the community?
Sure. The first important thing about sharing is it's popular. They want it. We get enormous amounts of feedback from our customer base, and consistently, how do I upload a picture? How do I upload a video? How do I change this on the site from my mobile phone, which are essentially core sharing behaviors, are the third most commonly requested activity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only behind, you know, can I access it? How do I access it? So that's really a key itch that we need to scratch better and better as time goes on. Sharing in the demographic that Bebo serves is clearly different than sharing in other demographics, whereas on a Facebook, for example, you may put up a piece of content so your close friends, you know, potential friends, potential girlfriends or boyfriends can see it and react to it and know what you're doing. With Bebo, there's certainly that aspect. However, there's another aspect of wanting to broadcast it a little bit wider and express yourself and express your identity as an individual and as a growing individual. There's as you pass from 14 to 15 to 16, 17, and on up, it's very important to communicate to others that, hey, I've changed.
Yeah.
And Bebo provides that in the same way that in the past, you know, you and I growing up perhaps would change our clothes, or, you know, a girl would start wearing makeup or whatever. On Bebo, that's really the expression of that identity in a way that has never been possible in the past.
Yep, so you're reshaping your identity as you grow.
Absolutely, and sharing is really the key aspect of it, and the ability to share, just bringing it down to the level of what I do every day to try to serve Bebo customers the best I can is really enabling them to change their saying, a very simple thing, from their mobile phone to upload a picture, soon to upload a video, and to share those either within their group or outside their group. So that's going to be another thing that's coming and will increasingly become important in the Bebo audience and this demographic in general is actually being able to differentiate between whether this is a share with everybody. I really want everybody to know that I just saw this group in concert. I'm a pretty cool guy. Or just sharing with your relatively tight circle of friends and controlling the breadth of distribution.
Okay, yeah, because you can basically decide where and how and when it goes, who's getting it and what they're going to see.
Absolutely.
So talk to us, Sean, about advertising opportunities and marketing opportunities. I was reading about a system called the Anthem system through Intercasting that's been in trial. How do you bring together the users, the content, and advertising marketing potential? Where are the revenue generation opportunities?
Sure, certainly. On the Anthem side, just to speak to that first, Intercasting is actually a good opportunity for companies like Bebo to reach customers through thick client solutions, which are things that live on the phone or a software that runs on the phone. And can access the camera on the phone directly or the PIM, the address book, on the phone directly. That's actually a relatively hard problem to solve because every phone's different. It's the fragmentation problem it's commonly referred to.
Yep.
And developing for 130 different phones on a carrier is not fun. So Intercasting has taken that on as their mission and to develop the distribution network, more importantly, through the carriers to be able to work on each of those phones, the camera and so on. So that's the key opportunity for Bebo is to access this whole world of thick client on the phone, sort of non-mobile internet, non-messaging opportunities.
Yeah.
So far, it's the response has been very exciting. We've launched with Intercasting on one carrier in the United Kingdom, and it's certainly been a good experience. On the advertising and promotion side, that's something we haven't historically paid so much attention to. It's been much more about ubiquity and reaching the next half billion users on their phones through ubiquitous platforms such as messaging or mobile internet.
Yeah,
just started to turn to it, and are working on a few initiatives that are really in the style of trials. Although they are Bebo's a quite a large site, so they'll be quite large trials, where we will be working with banner inventory and your standard sort of sized inventory, as well as some different, more integrated marketing that takes from the Bebo playbook of things like our original productions.
Yeah, so you might be looking at where you can work with Kate Modern or Sophie's Diary or whatever it might be, but those kind of webisodes that you're creating, that the advertising can be embedded within that?
Absolutely, and that's really where the usage characteristics of the Bebo demographic meet the mobile. It's kind of a happy accident that a short video production is just right for mobile.
Yes,
it's exciting to have that content as a resource that we can take to mobile because it's a very, very relevant type of content.
And it's sort of bite-sized chunks, so it sort of lends itself to filling spaces in people's lives.
Absolutely. It's just the sort of extended version of I'm waiting for a bus. What are my friends up to? Right. I'm waiting for a bus. What's Kate Modern got up to this week?
Yeah. But if you come back to say content sharing, I mean that's intensely personal, as you indicated. I might decide it goes to two people or to 10 people. To put a commercial hang a commercial banner message off some content is probably quite and could be seen as intrusive. So you're looking at putting it into the application side of that? So when I'm looking to upload my photo, I see a commercial message rather than broadcasting it?
Yeah, you do have to be extremely careful about how you do it, and that's important. This is a demographic that's very particular about how their content goes out. On the other hand, they're very savvy and realistic.
Yep.
So I think they understand, as long as you don't diminish their experience, that these are commercial services, and if you do it just right, and we all aspire to this, you can actually market things that they actually would have wanted to see anyways. So that's kind of the challenge. On the other side, there's the issue that historically, as an industry, social advertising performs quite poorly.
Right. Okay. Can you give us some examples of that? Not the client, but I'm interested in the response rates.
Sure. Sure. So banner ads, for example, on social networks have, and this is sort of general knowledge in the industry, and I don't want to pick out anybody in particular, but historically they've clicked below other types of other types of publishing networks. Bebo has taken kind of a unique approach on it, in that we've taken a much more immersive approach of sponsorship or integration, as well as some of the other display-oriented advertising. But that's been quite successful. On mobile, we would certainly intend to continue in part on that, but we have a bit of a fortunate circumstance where we're in the early days of the mobile platform as a publishing opportunity.
Yep.
And in the early days, across all platforms, it was true on the web, and it's true on mobile today, we find that click-through rates, response rates, interest rates to be quite a bit higher.
Yeah.
I'd expect that to be different in a year from now, but at this point, it's not as great a concern as it will be in the future.
It's interesting because it comes back to, I think, targeting and relevance. Where I was reading about the Blick Mobile Network, the ad-funded one, and there, that's a youth-based market, and I think it's in the UK, 100,000 users. They reached their annual target in 6 months, and the response rates there were incredibly high, and it came back to targeting and relevance, as you say, of the message.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know? Targeting relevance, and I'd almost go one step beyond and really respecting your audience and and understanding that, they'll call you on it if you go outside their boundaries very quickly.
That's half the fun of it, I think. How far? I mean, I know that Bebo users spend, I think, 30 minutes a day on the site. I mean, how much do you think you can expand that interaction with the Bebo brand experience by adding in this mobile? I mean, I suppose you don't know.
Yeah, we don't know exactly, but we do have some early signs based on our experience in Ireland and the United Kingdom. And the early signs are that people do want a relatively constant Bebo experience in their lives. So our users sign up for messaging. They sign up. They use WAP, constantly during the day, with a usage pattern that shows that they do want to engage more if they're given the opportunity.
Yeah.
So that certainly expands the usage. They're still PC users. There's a PC use model. You can't update your skin or do heavy usage currently on the mobile. Although I'm sure that'll
come. Yeah.
So it is a usage expanding. It is an engagement expanding opportunity for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the work that we need to do in Australia is providing the avenues for people to expand their usage and get those messaging opportunities and the mobile internet usage opportunities.
And so where do you think in terms of applications it's heading? What are the new areas that you're exploring?
Certainly. So the intercasting type applications will only be growing.
Yep.
It's just the beginning for that platform, and we're excited about it. Another exciting area is getting into the camera.
Yep.
So the place that content creation for video and audio start on the mobile phone is when you press the camera button.
Right.
And when you press the camera button, we need to make sure that as many of our users as possible have the option to send whatever they've created directly to Bebo.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be one area of focus. Another area of focus going forward is video, which is exceedingly hard to do on mobile through our carrier relationships and the platforms we've built on this side. We'll be doing quite a bit there, and we've seen on the consumption side that the demographic loves video. They love to go to YouTube. They love to go to other places. They love to watch K-Modern. There's all kinds of things they're doing there. On the creation side, we've found that there's an equal desire to create that right now is only stymied by the availability of ways to upload their content, create their content. We need to put some more links in that chain to enable that behavior.
Yeah, they're just waiting to do it. We've seen out here with the Olympics, a major telco sold 50% more than their targets on Olympic coverage via the mobile TV. But the issue that caused, so they had a win on that side, but the issue on the other side of that was that it caused network congestion and it was crashing. So the user experience is still not what it could be.
Right. Shame they could have just given away tickets.
Well, exactly.
plenty available from what I hear, right?
Well, that's right. You could have jumped on a plane and headed on over there. The whole idea of GPS services and locality-based services, I mean, I imagine that's another area you'll refine as you go.
Yeah. location is a challenge, to put it simply. Particularly in that Bebo skews young and.
What, they're moving too fast?
No, exactly. Can't track them. There's certainly services there that are quite useful as features.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the example of Japan and Korea are quite illustrative, where location in itself it has not become the core of many things. You don't go into a network just because it's a location network. However, location is a constant feature that's just there in the same way that you expect your phone to be able to list your addresses or store your photos.
Yeah.
When you create content, you expect your phone to be able to tell you where you are and append it automatically to the content if you desire. So I would caution on one side being too excited about location as a standalone concept. On the other hand, I'm quite bullish about location as a feature that enhances other activities. Having said that, within the Bebo demographic and the mobile population in general, there are quite a few important privacy issues that have to be dealt with and we take quite seriously, that are being worked out slowly, but are something that will certainly give us pause as we introduce new services in that area.
Yeah, because I imagine the whole "I'm here and look what I'm doing" is what's driving it. But in some instances, as we know, yeah, there needs to be a little bit of moderation on that content before it hits the distribution platform.
Absolutely, and at the very least, at the base, an extremely informed consent and letting people know exactly how that content would be used.
Yeah, because the person receiving, yeah, there's issues at both ends, I suppose, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Sean, I think you're in a really exciting area. I don't think you're ever going to know the right answer. It sounds to me like it's going to be one of those wonderful journeys that you guys keep coming up with new applications, and as you say, they'll keep telling you whether it's working straight away when they embrace it or not.
Absolutely. That's the exciting part about it. You can look at the stats and see how you did yesterday every morning after.
Is that a nervous feeling for you?
It's actually quite fun so far.
Yeah.
The numbers have tended to be up and to the right, but
yeah.
I'm sure there'll be mornings where they're down and to the right as well.
I find all that stuff quite invigorating. The whole real time feedback on it—you don't know which way some things are going to go, but that's how you get your learnings.
Yeah, and that's the exciting thing about this medium in many ways. And the exciting thing about mobile is you can tell immediately. It's like having the largest sample group and focus group in the world. And the Bebo, you know, user base, particularly, you know, young folk will let you know immediately what you're doing wrong or what you're doing right in detail.
It beats a focus group for me. I tell you, I think that's great. Sean, we've really appreciated your time today. It's been great to talk with you, and I wish you all the best with these applications and for Bebo. And we'll start getting into these back out here in Australia.
Thanks so much.
Ad News Podcast Series is an initiative from On Communications and Stellar Sound. Ad News is Australia's top-selling advertising, marketing and media magazine. Visit oncom.com.au for marketing trend information and to register for a free fortnightly review newsletter. That's oncom.com.au.